To start off our show, $100 a day. That's about how much it would have cost to add anti-corrosives to Flint's drinking water after it switched from Detroit's system in 2014. The price tag for fixing the water crisis has gotten a lot bigger since then. Flint estimates it will need at least $55 million to replace corroded lead service lines. And now Governor Snyder is requesting $1.2 million to pay for the state's legal fees. Attorney General Bill Schuette is also hoping the state will give $1.5 million to his office's investigation into the crisis. Here to tell us more about the mounting bills related to lead in Flint's drinking water is Detroit News political reporter Jonathan Oesting. Jonathan, it's nice to have you back on Current State.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Sure. Let's start off with Governor Snyder. He is requesting, as we said, $1.2 million. This is for legal fees associated with the water crisis. What specifically would that money be used for?
Well, there's a couple things going on. One is that the governor is part of or named as a defendant in several civil lawsuits filed against the state, various actors within the state, various state departments by Flint residents. And the other is that he's the subject or the state is the subject of investigations. So these attorney fees are mostly going to go to lawyers to represent the governor in civil cases, but also help process during the discovery phase, it's called. So attorneys are requesting lots of information from the governor's office, documents, records related to the Flint water crisis. Reporters are also requesting those materials. And while the governor isn't subject to the Freedom of Information Act, he has been making those documents available. And then finally, the investigators are requesting these materials. Attorney General Bill Schuette's probe is asking for documentation or will be from the governor's office. So the governor is retaining attorneys to help process the collection and dissemination of those documents in part.
Well, if you're a Michigan taxpayer like you and I are, Jonathan, you're probably wondering where this money is coming from. Is this coming from the general fund for the state or maybe some of the state's budget surplus?
Well, this is coming out of current department budgets. There's no supplementals right now to fund this. The request actually came out of, for the governor's funding, legal fees from the Department of Technology Management and Budget. And then the attorney general is requesting a contract through his normal allocation at this point. That's not to say additional funding might not be necessary eventually. But what actually happened this week was simply the contractual process. The state, anytime it enters into contracts, these have to go before the administrative board. And that, well, it is a request, but it's sort of, one could say it's sort of rubber stamped at this point. The administrative board actually is comprised of representatives from the governor's office, from the attorney general's office, from the treasury. So the subcommittee approved the funding this week, and it's going to go to before the full administrative board later this month and likely will be approved.
Okay, so they are the final authority that says yes, this will go or no, it will not.
Yeah, they basically are asking themselves for money, so I imagine it will go through.
Usually, Jonathan, it's the attorney general of the state who is in charge of legal representation for the state. Why is Governor Snyder in this particular case bringing in outside counsel?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, as they've said this week, simply the volume of documents they're having to process. And two, there's obviously some complications here, right? You've got the attorney general on one hand investigating the governor's office. On the other hand, and they say this is firewalled, they're separate, but on the other hand is, you know, typically going to play a role defending the governor's office in these civil lawsuits. So it gets a little messy, gets a little complicated. Okay, so I don't think it's highly unusual that the governor would bring in some outside attorneys here. We'll see who actually ends up being the lead in any of these investigations, in any of these defenses. The attorney general's office, as I mentioned, does say it is creating a strict firewall between these separate units that are at once investigating the governor and perhaps helping defend him in court. In fact, the investigatory team they've set up is, for instance, establishing its own computer network separate from any state computers so that it couldn't be, you know, perhaps accessed by someone who should not be seeing that material. So there are certainly protections being put in place, but that doesn't mean it's not an unusual and messy situation.
Sure. And as we said, there are actually two separate investigations going on, one initiated by the governor's office, one from Attorney General Bill Schuette's office. As we said, he is requesting money to the tune of $1.5 million, slightly more than what the governor is asking for his own office's investigation into this water crisis. You mentioned a firewall here and some protections. What is the AG's investigation specifically going to entail? Is that separate from what Governor Snyder is pursuing?
Yeah, definitely. The governor is doing sort of a review of state departments to see what went wrong and how they might fix it. The Attorney General's office has said explicitly it's looking to see if there's any criminal negligence here at any level of government, be it the local government, the county, the state. So those are definitely, you know, separate and distinct investigations. In the case of the Attorney General's office, that $1.5 million funding request is being used to hire a large team of prosecutors and investigators. I think 25 people in total. Of course, Todd Flood, an attorney out of Royal Oak, is going to be the special prosecutor in this case. He and about 9 other attorneys are going to be making $400 an hour on this case, which the Attorney General's office said is actually less than he would probably make in private practice, but still sounds like a big figure for taxpayers to foot. Separately, former FBI Detroit director Andrew Arenas is going to be the lead investigator. He's going to be making something like $160 an hour. But there's a large team here that's going to be looking into a lot of different things related to this crisis. There's IT costs, as I mentioned, and things of that nature. So that's where that $1.5 million request, at least the initial request, is going to be going towards.
So some large checks will be written in the very near future for all this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be another expense. This is, of course, completely separate from the expense of actually resolving the crisis.
We're talking with Jonathan Oesting. He's a political reporter with the Detroit News based in Lansing. We're talking about the mounting bills for the Flint water crisis and the requests from both Governor Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette for the additional funds for outside consultants. You had mentioned Todd Flood being part of this investigatory team. There has been some concern that there might be a conflict of interest at play here. Todd Flood has been a donor for both Governor Snyder and Attorney General Schuette. There's also the issue of the state defending Snyder and others in the administration while simultaneously investigating them for criminal wrongdoing. What is the state doing? You mentioned a firewall here to be sure those things, you know, never the two shall meet.
Yeah, exactly. The Attorney General's office does seem to be taking some extra steps here to ensure separation of those two, roles that its office is playing. Todd Flood has been attacked mostly by Democrats as perhaps not an impartial observer here. It's worth noting that he also contributed to former Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm. So, you can pick and choose contributions, but he certainly has made some donations to Republicans who are now leading the investigation and perhaps fielding some of the blame for the crisis. That said, he's been very upfront that, you know, he's one of a large team here. He's says he's fully committed to finding the truth regardless of where it leads him. And of course, you know, you've got a large team, again, like I said, of 25 people who are going to be working on this. It's not simply Todd Flood. And from everything I've heard, he seems to be a pretty well-respected guy, and I think, concerns about his past contributions, well, worthy of discussion, aren't necessarily going to limit his ability to do his job effectively.
Let's look at some of the response that may be coming from the legislature on this, Jonathan. Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff has questioned the need to have a state-led investigation, given that there's a federal probe that's mm-hmm. also happening right now. Again, why does Attorney General Schuette say that a state-led investigation is necessary on top of what's being done at the federal level?
Well, it's his job, is what he says. You know, he's not. He says he's not in this for the politics of it, for the press. He's in it to, you know, find out what happened. It's not unusual that the Attorney General's office would investigate something like this. As Senator Meekoff mentioned, there are other investigations ongoing, but that certainly doesn't preclude the state from moving forward. There's a little bit of an interesting political dynamic there with Arlen Meekoff and Bill Schuette, because both of them are potential gubernatorial candidates in 2018. You know, there could be some subtext there in those comments in terms of future political aspirations. You know, the question is going to be if the legislature is going to have to approve additional money for these investigations. Right now, the contractual request seems to be coming out of existing budget dollars. These are taxpayer funds, it doesn't sound like they've requested extra money just yet, which is where the legislature would come into play.
Now, the cost of this investigation and the outside legal consultants are rising at the same time that Michigan is also facing several lawsuits. There was a class action lawsuit filed earlier this week. What do we know about that particular lawsuit? We have any guess as to how many people that might impact?
Well, that particular lawsuit was filed on behalf of Leanne Walters and her children, in fact, who were exposed to lead in their drinking water. I believe her children actually have been tested, and it's been confirmed that they had elevated levels. Leanne Walters was a central player in this Flint water crisis from the beginning. She's the one who was desperately reaching out to anyone who would listen, and ended up actually working with the EPA and working with Mark Edwards, the Virginia Tech researcher, who then came in and started studying this problem in greater depth. So her lawsuit targets, I actually believe it doesn't target the governor directly, but targets various state agencies and companies that helped, you know, did engineering studies for the city of Flint, and seemingly along the line here never raised the, at least never stressed the importance of adding corrosion controls to the water, which ended up leaching lead into pipes. So that lawsuit was filed. There were seven others, I believe, filed the same day by the same attorneys on behalf of other Flint families. Again, those were sort of one at a time. Separately, I believe there's no fewer than three class action lawsuits against the state. So between those eight and three, were already looking at more than 10 lawsuits filed in this crisis. And those class action ones, of course, can grow depending on how many residents sign up to be a part of them. So these are going to be big cases. They're civil cases. They're probably going to be expensive, which is perhaps reflected in the governor's request for those additional legal fees.
Very good. We'll see how all this plays out in the days and weeks ahead. We've been talking about the mounting costs for the state of Michigan in the wake of the Flint water crisis. Our guest today has been political reporter for the Detroit News, Jonathan Oesting. Again, Jonathan, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us some insight. Thank you.
Thank you.